idea.
That's a good way to start.
Just putting it on silent.
Just make sure that it is streaming. All right, it says that we have excellent connection, so let's hope that it keeps it that way. Okay, we're all set.
All right, I'll call us to order a Planning Commission agenda for August 27th, 2025. For in terms of who's here, we've got everybody but Commissioner Moss. So let's start with a quick legislative prayer. I'll go ahead and give that, and then we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father in Heaven, we're very grateful to come together as thy children and conduct the public's business here. At Planning Commission, we ask for thy guidance and wisdom as we do so. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have two business items on our agenda today. We'll start with the conditional use permit for scones and stuff. Ms. DeWeese, why don't you take the staff report from there?
Something just happened. I think we should be back.
So long as technology can agree with you.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I tell ya, something just happened. Right.
Do we need to pause, or are you good?
I'm really...
We can take whatever time you need. It's tech. Did it reboot?
I think so. I'm just making sure that it's still recording, and it looks like it is.
Or loud.
Source proofing for it. All right, here we go. So it is for the applicant, Jacob Tibbetts, is requesting a conditional use permit to operate a home-based micro-enterprise kitchen at 1332 North Main Street. His business will focus on preparing baked goods for pickup and off-site catering. Operations will be small scale, and Mr. Tibbetts will be the sole employee. Customers will only come to the property for scheduled pickups before 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. So the code requirements that we did for review and analysis for the home occupation application to be approved, there is a list of requirements that needs to be met per CZC 12.62.070. The development standards of CZC 12.62.050, items A through B, C, and D in your packet are met. He is a small scale. It's going to be small scale. You're going to be the only employee. No external alterations will be made besides the potential for a sign for wayfinding. There's adequate parking, those three stalls in the circular lot. No meetings are expected to be had for this, and no pressure on utilities are expected by the Public Works Department. There is already a few home occupations going on in those locations, and no code requirements, complaints have been filed. No code enforcement files have been made either. So staff does not expect for any kind of troubles or anything that would prevent the health, safety, and welfare being met from this business. So for the conditional use permit application to be approved, there is a list of requirements that need to be met per CZC 12.21.100, subsection E, subsection 3. Number 1, 2, 3, and 4 will be what we are focusing on. Number 1, will the proposed use be a detriment to the health, safety, and welfare? I said no, and then I summarized that in the staff report. Number 2, is the proposed use of the particular location necessary or desirable to provide a service? I said yes. And then I went into some explanation on that.
Number three, does the proposed use comply with the regulations and conditions specified in this title? Yes. The code requires that the Planning Commission review the specific factors when evaluating the conditional use permit. In CZC 12.21.100, subsection E, subsection 5, number 1 through 10, have been addressed in the staff report at various times, so I trust that you guys read every inch of my staff report.
Of course.
And then number 4, will the proposed use comply with the applicable provisions in the general plan? And I said that it will. So, in summary, based on the findings, staff recommends approval for the applications of Scones and Stuff for the conditional use permit of the Micro Enterprise Kitchen.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll open the floor for questions for staff. Okay. Who's here for the applicant? Would you mind coming to the microphone, state your name and address, please?
Jacob Tibbetts, 1332 North Main Street in Centerville.
Welcome, Jacob. Do you have any questions or anything else that you would like to add to the presentation for us to consider?
Not at this time.
Okay, simple. Thanks for all the pictures, by the way.
You're welcome.
They were great.
Any questions for the applicant?
No.
Okay. I'm now going to open up the, you can have a seat, the floor for a public hearing. If there's anybody that would like to provide public comment, now is the time. If you'll approach the microphone and state your name and location. And I waited the mandatory, not really mandatory, 7 seconds. I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing and take it back to the commission for any additional comments, questions, or anything.
I surprisingly have none. I know, it's a bit shocking. But after reading all the thorough information and seeing the beautiful pictures, and just really making sure that, you know, it checks all the boxes, I don't have any questions or concerns.
Yeah. So I will accept a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
To approve. Can we get that on the screen?
Yes, I can.
I hereby make a motion for the Planning Commission to approve the conditional use use permit request for Jacob Tibbetts for a home occupation use for a micro enterprise kitchen as located on parcel 02-015-013, known as 1332 North Main, for the business Scones and Stuff. The home occupation shall be subject to the following conditions of approval, 1 through 3, mm-hmm. with findings A through D.
I have a parcel correction on that.
Oh, okay.
I was read incorrectly. It's okay.
What was it?
There was a 3 that was obsolete. I don't know if that's a legal thing that needs to be fixed.
We can call that a Scrivener's error. It's
okay.
Sorry. 02-015-0133.
Yep. Okay. I have a motion on the table from Commissioner Jorgensen. Who's going to second?
Aye.
If anybody. Okay. A second from Commissioner Patterson. Any questions or discussion on the motion?
I don't.
Okay. Well, then we'll start down here.
Aye.
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 Aye. That's unanimous. Congratulations. All right. Moving on. Agenda item 2, subdivision preliminary plat and plan, Porter Lane Estates subdivision. Ms. DeWeese.
Yes. All right. So you guys are very familiar with this project by now. The applicant and the owners of the property, Mr. Greg Larson and Mr. Troy Holton, have applied for a preliminary subdivision application. This application indicates a 6-lot subdivision on 1.4 acres. The zoning for the property is residential medium land development overlay. It is being proposed to have single family homes on these lots. Per CZC 12.41, a single family residential subdivision with a planned development overlay, PDO, needs to apply for the PDO application, get approval, and do the following steps outlined in the staff report. As of right now, they are on step three, so they have two more steps after this. Sorry to scare you guys. Two more steps after this. The City Council followed the Planning Commission recommendations for the approval of the conceptual site plan and the zoning map amendment allowing them for the PDO. The applicants have addressed all of the findings that is necessary at this time and plan to address the remaining ones with the final site plan application. And for your guys' reference, those findings that we were looking at can be found in the document. The code requirements and analysis for preliminary plats, 15.03, that's City Municipal Code. The code has been followed. The only updates to the packet is the compliance comments that the DRC addressed this Monday. And I wanted to pull that up so then you guys can see these compliance comments. They are pretty minimal. We have already been in contact. Our city engineer and their engineer have already been in contact with each other and working to address these items. So simple ones such as the title of the plat will need to be changed to PDO subdivision. The whole private road will need to be a public utility easement and public utility and safety access easement, and identify that on the plans. Need to verify that the gas line easement has been removed. So the applicant has already informed us that the gas line has been killed, but the easement has to be vacated as well. And then going down to the stormwater submittal agreements, some inlet boxes need to be installed. There are two options that our city engineer is working with their engineer. This can be something that it can be done at the time of final subdivision. So that is kind of like a something that is very important and can be addressed later. The following one is from the fire hydrant. A 6-inch or an 8-inch water line needs to be installed with a 2-inch flush at the end. And basically that's just so then they know that all of the water can support the development going in at the end. A 5-inch separation for the culinary and irrigation lines need to be identified. So when we think about putting in water lines and any kind of public infrastructure, we just want to have adequate spacing. And right now, because it is an older lot, the spacing isn't what it needs to be. So they're going to be working on spacing, and the applicants are well aware of this and are on the same page, actually, to do so. And then the next and final item was the overhead power. There is identification of potentially overhead power, and in our municipal code, we request that everything and actually require that everything be underground power. The only caveat is that maybe if Rocky Mountain Power has an existing pole that they need to connect power to. So that's really what we're looking at. So all of these items are, once again, in discussions. Both engineers are talking about this, so then they can keep this turnaround pretty quick. Following on, giving those kind of compliance comments, what we go into are the general requirements for all subdivisions. And through these compliance comments, through the DRC review, we just made sure and verified that they were in compliance with all of these, and the plans are met and they meet all of these requirements, other than those design requirements that the PDO did grant them. Going forward to the very end, to staff recommendations. So we recommend that the Coeur d'Alene Estates preliminary subdivision plat and plan be approved with the identified conditions that were indicated in the compliance reviews from DRC in August 25th, 2025. Mm-hmm. So that is my staff report.
Okay, I have a question for you to start.
Absolutely.
It's easiest if you go to the street view.
That's
It has to do with the power. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what the requirement and the recommendation is so that we get that on the record.
For sure.
And just real quick to note, too, the applicant also doesn't want the power line there underground either.
Yeah.
So they recognize that, too. But their engineer had it on the drawing, so we're trying to figure out, is that a Rocky Mountain Power thing or what's going on there?
Fair enough.
Give me a second.
Yeah, a little bit more south, right there, the hatch.
Yeah.
You got it. So the question I have just basically is that when DRC is recommending undergrounding, are we saying that we're going to underground from across the street under the road? That's where I'm headed. And if you don't mind pulling up the street view. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask the staff, and then you'll have an opportunity. It's a fair question, and you probably have the right answer, but I want to start just in the process. In
what
part, just to develop the record.
The internet is so slow. It's having a really hard time right now understanding what I'm asking for Google Maps. So just give me. Mike, if you maybe want to address that while I try to pull up Google Maps, I can keep on working with this.
Well, what I understand, and the applicant can address this as well.
Yeah, we can probably.
Is the desire would be from the applicant as well for it to go under the street.
Yeah.
But there's evidence of a note of it coming overhead and then going into the site.
Yeah, that's what. That's all I'm.
So that's a point of discussion with the power company and Intellis Engineering to understand why that's showing that way when both the applicant and the city would like it to go under Porter Lane across the road.
Well, it currently, if you look at Street View, it has lines that go overhead across the street and then overhead on the lot for a brief span.
Yeah, and again, they've already been given direction to look into it. Sounds like Mr. Larson may have communication.
Let's advance that. Ms. DeWeese, while you're working on that, let's move to the next phase, and you can pull it up when and or if you can. So any questions from the commission for staff before we open it up to the applicant? Okay. So who's here for the applicant? Come on up to the microphone, state your name and your address, please.
Greg Larson. Okay, as to the overhead power, actually the first thing I did after I left our meeting is went down to Intellis Engineering, and they pulled it up, and actually it was a misunderstanding because it shows already on the plat that this is existing, but this is what it's going to be. It's already going to be buried. It already has that on the plan. So there is there's not going to be any overhead power. So I went down and I said, I don't want any overhead power. He said, there isn't going to be. And he pointed out, so I said, just make your notes a little more clear so that everybody understands it.
So this is my question. I want to make sure I'm understanding. So you've got that overhead line going across the street. Is that what you're saying is going to be buried?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it terminates as she rotates to the
right
over here.
That'll all be buried.
Okay. All right, that's all
so
I need to understand.
They're digging up all the road to do that?
They can.
It's directional bore, I think, is what the identification
is. What do
they do? Bore.
Under that.
I don't
just
know.
Pushes.
Oh.
Yeah. So whatever approved method, I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Gotcha.
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you. All right, thanks, Ms. DeWeese.
Yeah.
You
did
it. That
looked good.
Did you, did you have anything else you'd like to add to the presentation for our consideration?
Well, and I'm having a hard time hearing all of your, I don't know if the speakers are on or not, or I'm just having a little hard time catching everything that's being said. But one of the things that we were talked about in the meeting with the engineers, as they wanted some drain outlets at the curb, and that was kind of debated, and then one out in the street that would pick up the water. Actually, the way the plan is drawn and engineered, we have two outlets, but they were in the two little drainage ponds. And so the engineer has pulled those over to the curb, so they function for both. So we actually were able to do that. Just solve that whole problem.
Okay. Anything else?
I think there were just a couple other little questions, like the wall across the front. It could be a little bit of a retaining wall because we're berming up to it, and I've already got details from the fence company and my engineer as to how that's taken care of. So, really, everything, unless there's something else, I think everything's been taken care of. Oh, and I've already checked with the title company, and they're checking to see if that easement has been vacated.
Yeah.
They told the power company told me that it has, but we just need to make sure it's on the title company so it can show up on and be removed off the plat.
Excellent. What else?
Huh?
Anything else?
I'm good.
Okay. Now, hold on. Anybody have questions for the applicant?
I don't know who it's for. I don't know if it's...
Let's ask it and see how it goes.
Okay. So before, and it could be something that I didn't understand in the paperwork, but I just need clarification, whether it's from you or whether it's from you. We talked about the road being wide enough, right, for the public, for police cars, fire engines to turn around.
Yeah, and we already have on the plans that there's no parking on the street.
Right.
Yeah.
And the road's big enough at the end where you're going to have those pickleball courts for the fire engine to turn around?
The fire engine won't need to. Remember, we talked about this.
I know, I needed something.
It can back in and pull out. It's short enough that they can easily get the engine in and then pull it back out without issue.
Okay.
Yeah, and they actually moved the location of the fire hydrant so that it was easier.
Yeah, they don't have to go as far in because the fire hydrant being mid-road. Whereas before it was at the back of the road.
Okay, perfect. And then that's right, no parking. And then what about trash?
I don't know.
That's they have to take it to.
This can be garbage cans like anybody else, I guess.
Sydney has that. Okay. That's just what I needed clarification on.
Okay.
Thank you.
And also, we are talking about the subdivision, but you will have a chance with final site plan at a future date as well. That's the final, I guess you'd say, review you will have on this project. That will be forthcoming.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Have you had a chance to review the DRC's recommendations from August 25th? The ones that Mr. Weiss was talking about earlier?
I was in the meeting.
Okay, so
yeah.
Do you have any issues or questions or concerns about?
No, we're good on all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we left with a pretty clear understanding. And Sydney sent out this response to clarify everything so I could sit down with the engineer and make sure. So, yeah, we're all good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Any other questions for the applicant? Seeing none, thank you very much. Have a seat. And then I'm going to open up the forum to a public hearing. If anybody has any comments that they'd like us to consider, please do so now. State your name and your address. And seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission for additional questions. So, Mr. Weiss, let's talk about the trash.
Yeah, so I talked to Mark Marchant, who is our street supervisor, and for any kind of subdivision that is on a private street or a private drive, they need to have the HOA provide independent trash pickup. So there cannot be a large trash receptacle at the end of the drive that the city has to come pick up. Any kind of private drive has to have a private trash pickup. So that was something that we were going to discuss during the final site plan process. That's something that is not, typically Mark does not read through the HOA, but it is something that he is implementing, and that is part of the code. So
what I hear is you'll get a final identity of what that, or identification of what that plan will be with the final site plans.
Yeah, but we did discuss it because that was a topic, and I wanted to clarify with our street supervisor. So it was clarified.
Perfect. And based on what the applicant said about the drainage, mm-hmm. Does staff have any questions or concerns?
So that is definitely something for the city engineer.
Okay.
Definitely,
and it'll be addressed at the next stage.
Absolutely.
Okay. But it sounds positive from my perspective.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for staff? All right. I'll take it back to the commission for discussion.
Seems like he met the things that we were concerned about last time.
Yep. And of the things that we've discussed today, they'll be addressed the next time we see it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'll accept a motion.
I'll make a motion. I hereby make a motion for the Planning Commission to approve the preliminary subdivision plat and plan for the Porter Lane Estates subdivision located at 522 West, 400 South Porter Lane, parcel 03-001-0209, contingent on the following conditions for approval, 1 through 2, and findings for action A through E.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have
second that motion.
Very good. I have a second from Commissioner, a motion from Commissioner Jenkins, a second from Commissioner Jorgensen. Any discussion on the motion? All right, let's start down here.
Aye.
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 Aye. All right, very good. That passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, moving on. Community Development Director's Report.
Just real brief, you'll know, maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't, to make sure you look at the code research and priorities for our last meeting, and make sure you look that over. Give me a few ideas of what you'd like to be something that we prioritize or codes of interest to look at, so that if we do slow down a little bit into the winter, we have things to work on to keep going. Otherwise, I don't know if I have a whole lot, anything to report that I see that's coming up that you can think of. We have a lot of projects internally, but it sounds like Lisa might have something.
Well, I was just going to report the. Did you hear about the city council?
Oh, yeah. Duh.
So the city council
yes, that's important.
did approve the body art facility ordinance. Okay. They, in addition to the industrial zones on the west side, they permitted it in the commercial high and commercial very high, which incorporates all of Parish Lane, mm-hmm. Gateway, wow. East and West. So the only commercial zone they're prohibiting it in is commercial medium, which is mainly on Main Street, and they made it a permitted use in all those zones.
Hmm.
Well,
and
well,
it's also not in the SMSC, right?
Oh, right, and not in the, yes, and not in the South Main Street overlay zone,
yeah.
Which actually encompasses the Dix Market.
Yeah, there's a little bit of
commercial. So it's
going to
come around the corner just a little bit at that gateway, or at Parish and Main.
Okay,
so
that
where
deals with
New
that.
Trends is, or whatever the company was,
is not. It's not.
Would not be permitted there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the South Main Street.
Right, area. And in the commercial media.
And if you click one up from structures in your checklist, they'll turn it on.
Mm.
That's a popular.
I was going to say
go.
It's going to.
So that's the South Main Street corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can see how far it comes on the north side, but. But most of these are residential, you know, you can see in the boulevard and the traditional.
Yeah.
But so
fascinating.
That's that.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
with 47 findings.
Okay.
If you're really curious, go look at that meeting in the minutes.
Yeah.
It's such, it's interesting.
Is there a gathering
hey,
of
minutes.
The public that showed up?
It was very full.
Oh, okay.
But very little public comment.
That's true.
At both meetings. So they had it the 1st of July, and then they approved it. They tabled it for more legal research, and then approved it at our last August meeting.
What was the number of votes? I don't need the who.
3-2.
Okay.
Approved 3-2.
Got it.
Oh. Oh, split vote.
I will also give you one early thing to be thinking about. Lisa probably attended as well. We attended a legislative policy committee meeting this last week, or just this week on Monday. Lisa may not want me to share this just yet, but I'm going to share it because I think there are 4 variations of detached ADU ordinances that are being
discussed
by legislators right now. The league has a preferred option that they're kind of linking to. We don't know where it's going to go, but it feels like it's going to show up some form and likely get support. So be aware of that.
And we're talking detached ADUs.
Detached ADUs.
That's exciting.
I'm guessing they're all going to preempt, is what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what. That's
even
cool.
Even
awesome.
The league's version is a.
Well, yeah, because there's four different variations,
so
they feel like it's going
to
happen.
That's
why we're kind of figuring out how to negotiate the terms.
We've got to have only one person talking at a time, just for the record. No, it's okay.
Yeah, so they're gonna work on negotiation with the sponsor that seems most reasonable, but there's four variations right now being looked at.
Did you guys have a question or concern?
No, she had just made a comment that she liked that, and I said I had a concern about it. So.
Yeah, so it's very, very conceptual and premature. I'm only getting it out there because I feel like it's going to come up again in further reporting and likely lead to us having to do some kind of a code amendment at a later date.
Yeah. Do you have any next year?
Yeah, because obviously we'll have to go through, February's legislative session, get approval, and then become ordinance.
Right.
So it'll probably be late spring, early summer before we actually have to have a code to match it, because that's when it'll be signed into law.
So start building my ADU next summer.
Well, and we may want to look at our setbacks and other things that might be impacted by such legislation.
Frontage.
Yeah, there's some things that I won't get into the details because it's very premature, but there's some things in there. It's like, whoa, if the state goes there, they're drawing a line, which cities will have to respond to. So, anyway.
Well, so essentially allowing two dwelling units on every lot.
Regardless of size?
Well, depending on how they.
It depends on which variation they go with, right? But there's even one variation that talks about setbacks, and it's very close to property lines if the setbacks.
Oh, they even address the setbacks.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which would make some residents in this community very anxious. So we'll see which variation gets steam.
Okay, thanks for the heads up.
That's all I have is a warning, or I guess not a warning, but a report to the Planning Commission.
Appreciate that, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the minutes. In the review of the minutes, did anybody have any corrections or questions or concerns?
Lots of emotion. What my list. No, I did not. They looked great, as always.
All right, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from August, was it 12th?
13th.
I'll second.
Thank you.
sure. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Sean was trying to speak. He's
sorry.
Like,
we got a second.
We got a first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.
I had too many Mountain Dews today. I'm sorry.
Well done.